The Refreshment Club, electrically transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Every day at this time, Monday through Friday, the delightful music and good fun of this program are only as far away as your radio. And we should like to remind you that every day at any time, the sparkling refreshment of ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola need be only as far away as your refrigerator. But here are Don McNeil and all the other entertainers of the Refreshment Club, so on with the show. The Refreshment Club will come to order. Let's begin with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Swing out, Gate.
Helen Jane Belkey.
I'm here.
Joan and the Escort.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
Everybody's here, Don. Meeting's yours.
Okay, let's swing out, Gate, then, as Clark says, and go through our little daily ritual together. All right? Swing it. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. Well, Sir Walter, we've had boats here, we've had train imitations by the orchestra, and now I think we ought to have an airplane. That's about all that's left that I can see. And Messrs. Cooden and Martin of the orchestra here, of the clarinet and trombone, respectively, are going to give you an imitation on those instruments of an airplane. Then we're going to swing into Fare Thee Well, Annabelle. All right, boys. Like a bunch of licensed pilots, my friend. That was swell. Of course, Walter has had a lot of practice there as far as planes are concerned. He's been handling the stick for years, and he does a very nice job of it, too. And Elmer tells me he's a licensed pilot. He used to be a carpenter, and he slept on his plane many a night. It's all right, fellas. Okay. Clark Dennis, our Freshman Club tenor, scrambles his way to the mic like the good egg that he is. Hello, Clark.
Hello, McNeil.
Well?
Let there be no spirit of levity, Don, because I have a very serious and beautiful song here called When I Grow Too Old to Dream.
Oh. Let there be no spirit of levity. Listen, I've been working on the levity for months here now. Let me alone with it. When I grow too old to dream, I think I'm getting kind of old myself. I even got winded playing chess with Eddie Valentine the other day. Well, it is a grand number, Clark, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. And there's an old lady, an elderly lady in St. Louis, Missouri, who's going to sit way back in her easy chair and really enjoy this because she said in her letter the other day that this was her favorite number. All right, do it for her, won't you?
When I
been gay going our way. Life has been beautiful. We have been young. After you've gone, life will go on like an old song we have sung. When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow
as he was singing there. I wish you could have seen him in those carpet slippers of his with the tie unfurled and open at the neck, you know. He really presented a picture of perfect contentment there. He's a pessimist. Wears both belt and suspenders. You know, all you need to complete that picture, Clark, was a dog, a fireplace, a book, and a nice cold bottle of Coca-Cola.
You said it, pal.
Yeah. Here comes the younger generation, Joan and the Escorts. What are you going to sing, Joan?
You're slightly terrific, Don.
Kind of that subdued Hollywood greeting. You're slightly terrific. Have you heard about those two film magnates out there? They were talking about their new picture, and one of them said, the other one said, how's your new production, Julius? Some dialect, huh? And Julius said, it's not so good. He said, I'm afraid it's only colossal. You're slightly terrific.
You don't have to go to college in search of knowledge today.
Though our English marks a zero, the movie heroes teach us to say, to say. You're slightly terrific, speaking specifically, slightly gigantic, mean it dramatically, more than stupendous. My love's tremendous for you, my love dear, can't be beat.
You're slightly terrific, speaking specifically, slightly colossal, suit my philosophy. What a construction, major production, that's you.
And you're my feature, why I saw a preview of you. You made a hit from the start.
Let's sign a contract for two. You'll be the star of my heart.
Oh, my, no star in the picture could be so glamorous. You're such a mixture of everything amorous. Being specific, you're slightly terrific to me. I mean it, baby.
Now you say that I'm terrific. Oh, you certainly are specific, but I can't believe a single word you say.
Well, why, Joe?
It goes in one ear and out the other. I shouldn't listen. So said my mother.
But baby, you're terrific, terrific indeed. We mean every word that we say. You're slightly terrific, speaking specifically, slightly gigantic, mean it romantically, more than stupendous. My love's tremendous for you. My love for you can't be beat.
You're slightly terrific, speaking specifically, super colossal, suit my philosophy. What a construction, major production, that's you.
A big production and construction. know I saw a preview of you.
Was I hit from the start?
You were such a hit that you always be the only star of my heart.
Speaking of stars, why, you're a Robert Taylor. Why, in fact, you're like a movie trailer. You're terrific.
Oh, she says that we're terrific.
You're specific.
Oh, she says that we're specific.
You're tremendous.
And maybe you're stupendous.
Oh, oh, honey.
May I be specific?
Sounds so funny.
You were so terrific.
Honey, you're the one for me. And how are you? You are the one.
Our chief steward, Walter Blaufuss, has a grand special arrangement for all the refreshmenteers. Really going to let them go to town in this number. And he's going to dedicate it to Joan of Joan and the Escorts. You know, Joan has a peculiar custom. She changes her name every month. It's some little matter of signing checks or something. I don't know just what it is, but she changes her name every month. For instance, in August, it's Geraldine. In October, it's Virginia. In December, it's Josephine. But it's Joan in January. Indeed, it may be June and January, but Bob Denton says...
Thirst and the need for refreshment know no season. No matter what the temperature is outdoors, it's always summertime inside your home. And that means Your home is a good place the year around in which to enjoy the pure refreshment of a cold and frosty bottle of Coca-Cola. In the midst of household tasks, a refreshing pause is always welcome. It gives you a chance to catch up, and it really helps to get things done, sending you back to what you're doing, ready for a fresh start. Your family will thank you for keeping frosty bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator, and your friends will welcome it, because everybody likes ice-cold Coca-Cola. You can get Coca-Cola conveniently, you know, in the handy carton that contains 6 delicious bottles. You will find the carton easy to carry, and it's inexpensive, too. Your favorite dealer can supply you. All right, Don?
All right, Helen Jane. Helen... Oh, what was it? I was going to ask you something. I can't think what it was.
Yeah, Don, I noticed you looked pretty absent-minded when I spoke to you a little while ago.
Yeah, well, I was probably wrapped up in my thoughts.
Yeah, it's one you didn't catch cold.
Yeah. What's your number?
You turned the tables on me.
Oh, you're telling me.
I used to be the apple of your eye. I had you with me every day. But now whenever you are passing by, you're always looking the other way. It's little things like this that prompt me to say, you turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me, now I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I'd welcome anything from the 5- and 10-cent store. You used to call me the top. You had me up on a throne. You left me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. And just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
Yes. Well, sir, you know, it's a great thing about the weather. One day it's nice and sunshiny, and the other day it's rainy. An original observation I make to you, which comes to you at no extra charge whatsoever. I love nature. I don't know. Every time the earth gets between the sun and the moon, kind of makes me think of my barber.
Well, how's that happen, Don?
Eclipse. And I do love nature, and I love the rain. So today, Walter Bloffus and all the refreshmenteers are going to give you a little imitation of the rain, followed by the rainbow. First, the rain. Ah, rain, rain, it's driving me mad.
Swing it, Sadie.
Out in the distance, we come to memory time on the Refreshment Club. Refresh yourselves with I Love You Truly. Thank you. you ever get discouraged sometimes? Have you ever asked yourself, what's this life all about anyway? Rushing here and there, day after day. What are we headed for? What's it all about? Well, Robert Browning, the great poet, solved it like this. The common problem, yours, mine, everyone's, is not to fancy what were fair in life, provided it could be, but finding first what may be, then find how to make it fair, up to our means, a very different thing. My business is not to remake myself, but make the absolute best of what God made. And back to the realm of the present on the Refreshment Club. Couldn't help but noticing Ralph Smith, our drummer. Ralph, I think I've told you before, is a great fellow for raising plants and animals and things at home. His rock garden out back, well, Bill Kranz has too, but Bill's isn't so large because Bill is so far above the ground that, you know, he thought it was bigger than it was. When he finally got down on all fours one day, he found it was only 3 feet square. But Ralph raises all kinds of things at home, rabbits and... what else have you got there, Ralph? Canaries?
Canaries. Dogs.
Dogs.
Mules.
No, he wears those in the evening. But he's got quite a collection of flowers now. I noticed when we were playing that rainbow number before, that's what reminded me of all this. Ralph was telling me that he doesn't believe he's going to keep that rubber plant he's got there anymore. Says he's had it 2 whole years now. It hasn't raised a single pair of rubbers. He doesn't think the thing's going to bear at all. Here are the escorts, minus Joan. Boys, you don't raise anything at home, do you?
No, not a thing, John.
How would you like to raise little Kane here? How would you like to do one of those old-time Dixieland numbers, huh?
Yeah, man.
To get Eddie Ballantyne and the boys to swing behind you, huh?
Yeah, man.
Swing it.
Hear the story of the Dixieland band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and the clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would give the swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him because he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him the beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland band. He'd play so sweetly. They keep saying. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last. Cause they found a trumpet band who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it, Gabriel is his name. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland band. Now, if you hear a trumpet start to play, now don't you be afraid, it's the judgment day, cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his A. And the Dixieland band is ready to play. And that's how they played it in the Dixieland band. Played it with a rhythm that was grander than grand. And that's the end of the story. Story of the Dixieland band. The story of the Dixieland band.
Yeah, man, I sure like that jolly times down in Dixieland.
Oh, the old swing king, Dennis. He listens to records every night. Loves the swing. Oh, say, speaking of swing and orchestras and things, Helen Jane.
Yeah.
I've got an imitation here.
Of a
famous orchestra leader. Oh, wait till you hear it. Getting this on it. All right. See, I got an old battered silk hat here.
Yeah.
I got a clarinet.
Yeah.
Now look at it. And when you're smiling, is everybody happy? Yes, man.
Well, got I don't know. I.
Huh? Got
I
it?
I think.
I'll do it again. Here. Right. Oh, is everybody happy? Oh, when you're smiling.
Oh, I know that's Paul Whiteman.
Waller. Waller.
Waller.
Well, Ted Lewis, Paul Whiteman, Walter Glaubens, what does it matter as long as you're smiling? And so endeth the meeting of the Refreshment Club for today. Be sure to attend tomorrow's meeting when you'll hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Bright Sayings of the Kiddies, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, and, of course, yours truly. This is Don McNeil saying so long until this time tomorrow. And meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.